So that's the attitude to practice the tantra, the secret mantra vajrayana. So the vajrayana practice based mahayana, so there has to be my has to be the best then. Best one, having realization, bodhicitta, you see, then practice tantra. if not, then at least some feeling, wish to achieve enlightenment for something being, generating, you know, able to generate some wish to achieve enlightenment for something being, by reasoning that, you know, how something being is suffering, you see, by general compassion then. So through the and how sentiments is this they are most precious, most kind, you see, and how much they're suffering. So general loving kindness of compassion, then you see. So by reasoning you see, that you feel you see thought achieving light for sentiment arises. you see when you say by reasoning, you see. Those things. So effort is called effortful bodhicitta. Changju sen, jiming, effortful, uncreative effortful bodhicitta. that one is actual realization. Bodhicitta. That without need to think the reason, you know, need to build up the reason, see. How the sentiment of suffering, how the kind, all that, and is that you have responsibility to liberate them from all the suffering, to bring them enlightenment. So, without thinking all the reason, 24 hours, you spontaneously you feel the wish to achieve enlightenment for sentiment. like the mother who has a beloved child, and her beloved child fell in fire, fell in the in the river and been drowned, see, or fell in fire, and so the mother, you know, dead 24 hours, you see, she would. And spontaneously rises so strongly as this thought to liberate this, you know, child from being burned by fire or the being drawn, see, drawn water, being drawn in the water. So you see, whatever the mother does, eating food or, you know, walking, talking, so constantly the thought is there, and that even that to do by oneself. See, so. So like that, to free the sentient beings from the oceans of sometimes suffering and bring them to enlightenment. you see, 24 hours this thought spontaneously rising, and then without any reason of their kindness, their suffering, you know, without thinking those reasons. And then thought to oneself to reach enlightenment, spontaneously rising. You know, without an effort. So that's German is an uncreative bodhicitta. The other one, what I mentioned before, at least we should have, even if we don't have actual realization, but at least we should have feeling, a thought, you know, to achieve, a wish to achieve enlightenment for something. So, you see, rising this, when you think of all those reasons, the how something so kind, so precious, all those, and then how much they're suffering, see, the that enter the control of karma, delusion, all that. Then, you know, that I have to respond, please, it's my turn, I have to respond, please, to free them from all the suffering causes, and to bring them up by myself, see. I'm going to by myself, see, feeling this. Taking the total responsibility of yourself, therefore that to achieve enlightenment. So this thought, you see, you feeling from the heart, but through reasons, not through reasoning. So that's the jhamma. It's called jhamma. Jhamma. So if you feel the thought rising, wishing to achieve enlightenment by reasoning. So the creative bodhicitta, the all effortful bodhicitta. So so anyway, so at least one should, at least jhamma chanju in the teachings of Lamrim that says to practice bhajan, at least one should have that chanju is jhamma chunche, means at least the, you know, the by reasoning, then you feel, you know, or the to achieve, oh, I must achieve that when the person didn't see. So that so anyway, so this becomes just side talk. Just I just went all over. I just went there. Yeah. So what, I'm going back to Tibet. So the what I'm going to tell is for sorry. So Lama Desha said, so Lama Desha, you know, the translator, Dom Tomba, in bottom of Genesis. So, so, served Lama Desha, because I mentioned, you know, that you, by purifying the mind, then you see, able to say, remember so much, able to see. Discover so many things, you see. It's like one example I gave of the method, you see, doing a service to Guru, you see, that's whatever. Here, just one example. there are many stories, but so, Dom Tomba, so Lama Desha, when Lama Desha was in Tibet, so Lama Desha, you see, through the aspect of, you know, aspect of sickness, so like did they have control, you see, or the poo-poo. Didn't have control of poo poo. So they, the new English I learned just recently. Poo poo. Didn't have control of, you know, Lama Desha took the aspect of sickness, then didn't have control of poo poo and urine, you see. So Dom Tomba, not only he translated for Lama Desha, but he offered service. Or day and night, you see, look after Lama Desha, cleaned, you know, the kaka, poo poo, you know, with his hand, you see, or the, so, the offer service day and night, you know, who offered his life, sacrifice, dedicated, you see. But say, offer service to Guru, who is the most powerful object of merit. See. So, highest object is the most powerful object to collecting merit and purification. with whom the one can purify the most, the one is So. So while he was doing the service, then suddenly, you know, cleaning the poo-poo and all these things. So suddenly, Lama Desha, Dom Tomba, he can see, he suddenly got this, clairvoyance, you know, the foreseeing knowledge that his mind was so clear, can see, can read, even the insects, not only people, but up to 18 days from where they are. You see, when eagle flies, which takes 18 days for eagle, you know, eagle, but you see, by flying. So 18 days. So that means very far, which takes 18 days for eagle to fly. So up to, you see, up to that much, you see, not only people, but insects, ant, you know, those tiny insects. He can read, you see, he achieved the foreknowledge, foreseeing knowledge, you see. You know, can see every insect's mind. You see, up to the distance, the eagle by flying, you see, takes eating, not walking, not even, by flying, takes takes eating this, okay, 1 8, so eating this. So suddenly, you see, while he's serving, cleaning, you know, Guru Lama Desha, you see, out kaka, poo-poo, you know, they say. So anyway, so like that, you see. And then, so, then, so like that, it's very similar, I say, so it's more powerful. The good devotion practice, the Dhammapada, you know, not translating, but doing services, cleaning all this, taking care, looking at Brahman, so, also, say, it purifies so much, you see, defilements, the pollution, the obscuration, so mind becomes so clear. So that means we have to understand. That means we have to understand. Potential is there, you see. Oh, but there's temporary obscuration, you know. Depending on what we do, depending on what we do with our body, spirit, mind, how we think, mistaken way thinking, you see, and the wrong action, mistaken way thinking, you know, then pollute, obscure our mind. So, but here, like Lama Dhammapada, the Lama Desha translated into that. So it's a strong, it's a devotion, strong devotion. Then this other service, then it become most power purification. So this is so the realization. Because all the potential there. So the realization, you see, the clear your mind. You see, the you know realization. All of the realization, see. So all those qualities of mind, you know, you see, happens. That's when the obstacle, when the way is there. Okay. So all of that. So question about enlightenment is, this question is, you see, if the mirror which is covered by dust, it's a question of wiping out the dust so the thing can reflect everything. See, that small mirror can reflect all the billions of things in the supermarket, all this, you know, when they put the mirror there, you know, they can see everything, all that, who's taking, who's stealing, who's doing what. Anyway, so like that. So our mind, you see, like that, there's everything, the potential, you see, but just need purification, you see. So the people have, you see, clear mind, a lot of memories, I mean, can see future, past, all the things, with that, less, you know, so the pollution, so less, so the development. So by exercising path, higher and higher path, then able to see more past, and able to see more future, and then also, you know, the other's mind, or the greater distance can see more. So that, and also, one day, the Lama Desha has one disciple, Gumbawa, Katamba Geshe Gumbawa. So Katamba Geshe Gumbawa, he spent time, on meditation, see. So one day Katamba Geshe Gumbawa thought, oh, I have a lot of time to meditate, you see. So Domtomba, so busy translating for Lamadisha, so he wouldn't have them, he wouldn't have a realization, see. And the cook, Lamadisha's cook, I thought it was nun, but I think I made a mistake, it wasn't nun. So I made Changju. So for the name, I thought it's nun, but I was wrong. So Rinpoche clarifies as it's a monk. So Rinpoche was called Raja, Ame Changju. Rinpoche was called Raja, say Changju, Ame Changju. The Lama Desh is cook. So anyway, so I think the Gumbawa thought, Ame Changju, you see, the Lama Desh cook, is only busy cooking. You know, they translate Domtomba, always busy translating. The time to meditate. I have so much time to meditate. I must have higher realization than them. So then the Domtomba, when he was thinking this, Domtomba realized, Domtomba saw what he was thinking, the Kadampa Geshe Gompawa. Then one day he called Gompawa and the Domtomba and the cook. Ame Changju. Then he, Lama Desha, led them to sit all three in front of him. Then he checked who has high realization. Then he found out, Lama Desha found out, no way to compare, Gompawa said, no way to compare to Domtomba's realization. Domtomba's much, far more higher, see, his level is much higher, compared to Gompawa, who always time meditated, you see. Then compared to the cook is also busy cooking, even the cook's realization is much higher. then the one who, Gompawa always said, he thought he has plenty of time to meditate, so I must have a higher realization than him, you see. So when Lama Desha checked, even the cook's realization is higher than Gompawa's. So anyway, so also, Pavanka, the author of The Liberation Palm in Your Hand, there's one attendant, who was at Baksa, So when he was in Tibet, when this attendant was in Tibet with the Pabongka Desi Nyingpo, the author of the great Lamrim commentaries, the Liberated Palm in Your Hand. So Pabongka Desi Nyingpo told this attendant, that this attendant didn't know how to read and write. Doesn't know how to write, can't read Tibetan text, He didn't learn. He didn't learn alphabet. So, but Pabongka Desi Nyingpo told him, because you're doing service to me, in the future, near future, you'll be able to read text by yourself without noble teaching. Pabongka Desi, the author of the Liberation, told him in Tibet. Then when he came to Baksa, when he escaped from Lhasa, Baksa, where I lived 8 years, which was a concentration camp, where Mahatma Gandhiji was prisoned, Prime Minister Nehru was prisoned, during British times there. So this Lama Lhundu told me. So Lama Lhundu, this attendant, Pabongka attendant, and Lama Shi, and the few Lamas, the reincarnation of the previous, the reincarnation, the author of the text, Liberation Palm in Your Hand. You see, the great enlightenment, reincarnation, passed away in India after right after Geshe, did Geshe examination, he passed away. So they were living one place way up there on the sloppy hill, way up there. So the Baksa is the concentration camp here. the monastery, I mean, after monks came to the monastery, but no change outside, same. All the barbed wires and buildings, same. The monks doing puja, you know, the practice debated. You know. So anyway, you go down, then go up. you go down, then go up. Then there's the Indian Sikh man. Not Sikh, but the Sikh. Punjabi, Sikh. Not Sikh person, but a Punjabi. who was general on the Second World War or something. So he was the head of the, looking after us. You know, there are 1,500 monks. Anyway. So his house there. So from we go up. Then there's a few houses there in British time. I think maybe the staffs live there. Better conditioned house. So there's a, then there is a, the most outstanding, the most learned, one of the most learned Geshe from Tibet, who was abbot from Tibet. And he was abbot for a long time in Baksa. So this, I think, was Geshe Dawa's teacher, the Geshe Uyen Sitin, Geshe Manta, Geshe, the Edlet Geshe, as abbot. Geshe was the, so, sorry, I made a mistake. So this Geshe, the very famous Geshe, Songchuk, the so he lives there. Then this side, the house, Geshe Rabdhin Rinpoche, my first teacher who taught, who began the Dutta, the first beginning of the Buddhist philosophy. Then at the house, Geshe Dawa's teacher, Geshe Ujisen, and then at the Adelaide, you see, then Geshe Dawa, Geshe Sun Taji, they live there. Then you go up, then there's this house where they create enlightenment, Pabunga, out of the liberty palm in your hand, his incarnation. I've passed away in India. That, and then Geshe Stukin Lama, then Lama Hindu, the attendant was there. So the attendant was a past life, Papanga, but also attendant of this Dhamma pastor in India. So what happened was that during that time, because he offered service, for a long time. So as Papanga, the past life, also of the liberty palm, predicted that he, without noble teaching, you'll be able to reach prayer. Is able to read the letters, text. So exactly happened. So Baksa. So he's able to run the one day, he's able to read the Lama Chöpa, Guru Puja, you see, with noble teaching. He's able to read. So the Lama Chöpa, they live together. They are so Lama Chöpa. So I know also the attendant. Jamyang, his name is Jamyang something. I served for many years. So you see, you can purify the mind. You see here, with the most powerful holy object, you see, Guru Dante, you can purify mind. You see, without the other tea, without, so once the you see, defilement is was obscured to discover the things, you see, then you can see. Because the mind has all the potentials. That's what he shows that. Yeah. I don't know where. Tonight I lost my talk. So anyway, so going back, I think I was trying to. Trying to give some idea of this verses, the extremely powerful verses, this, you know, Kama Rabri, Mamata, you must be sure the middle of the teaching Tata Da. So it's a very, very powerful meditation. Even Even you just do this meditation every day, especially when you have so much problem in the life, relationship problem or whatever problem, so much emotional problem. See that that tortures you so much that you know unable to do. That tortures so much that makes mind kind of sick. Even body, you know, makes mind so sick, and the body, affect the body, can't do anything. So depressed, can't do anything, or the can't communicate well to the people when you talk, or because you have a problem, can't communicate well, can't express well, can't enjoy the life, and can't do properly the work, job, teaching or something. So, however, anyway, turmoil. This turmoil is like a war, you know, inside your mind, in your life. There's a war, like the outside, you see, or a tsunami, you see, in your mind. That attachment tsunami, tsunami or attachment took over, can't get up. Very strong tsunami attachment came, you know, to over. You see, so you're completely covered by the big water, the tsunami, the attachment, you see, the big the ocean water, you see. So, or anger, or jealous mind, you see, or pride, like that. So, anyway, just to give some idea, say. So I gave that just some example there, you know, how to analyze and what is emptiness, what is the very ultimate nature of the noodle. Of the noodle, you see. it's the same thing that I give a little example noodle, but it's the same thing with the eye self, you see. So like this. So just brief. to get some idea of the meditation. Before you see this believe 100%, you know, there's an eye inside this body, okay, there inside the chest, you know, no doubt. But if you look for where is it exactly in the chest, you know, on the or on the aggregates, association of the body and mind, or collections of the five aggregates, aggregates form, feeling, cognition, compound aggregates, and then aggregates consciousness. So, collections of the five. on these collections of five aggregates, or the collections of the body and mind, can't find anywhere, and the inside this body, if you look for, can't find anywhere. In this pumping heart, you know, can't find there. Well, inside that heart or anywhere. If you look inside the chest, the inside is part of the body. You look, where is it? Can't find. at all. So, if you can't find this eye that we have been believing every day. So if you cannot find in the body where we believe there is, but how can you find outside? It's impossible. No way you can find. You see, as I often say, from on the tip of the hairs down the toes, nowhere. You see, nowhere. Outside, inside, nowhere you can find it. This eye. Or this eye. So you look for money in your purse. You look for money in your purse and you don't find. That means there's no money there. You know? So same, you see. so you believe, oh, my friend is in this. My friend is in the house. You see, you look in the house, you know, everywhere. Couldn't find. You see. That means friend doesn't exist there. So same, look for the eye, and don't find there. It doesn't exist. That means it doesn't exist. You see, it doesn't exist. So can't find it. If you cannot find inside where you believe that there is all the time, day and night, you know, day and night, all the time. 100% believing is there inside the body. When you don't find there, how you can find outside? You see? See? So it exists nowhere. It exists nowhere. So that is extremely important meditation. Or extremely important discovery. In reality, the most important discovery if you want to be free from suffering, if one has wished to be free from suffering, free from death, you don't die again, you don't want to be, then that means you have to stop reincarnating again. If you don't want to become old, you don't want to experience old age, you don't want to look old. Then see, you don't go through this. You don't like go through this life experience. You know, it's old age, the sicknesses, the relationship problems, the first of all, worry, fears, unable to find the object of desire. Whether it's a material possession or a friend, companion, so unable to find, worry, fear, Then after one has found, after one has met, then another problem started which you didn't have before. That when you didn't have that object, you had that problem. So after meeting, after say having found that object, or the material possession, or the friend, as a companion, then there's what if he had to lose, to separate, you know, that's what if he had to separate, you know, to lose, what is material possession, that's what if he had to, you know, the other people, others taking away, or losing, see, there's so many. taxation, and then they say, what if you lose other people stealing, and there's so many, you see, after one has achieved their wealth, you see, there's so many problems which you didn't have before. So what if it's what to do with it, you know, after you got it. So that, then it's also with a friend, you see, then the problem, new problem started which you didn't have before. So separation and doesn't like me and doesn't love me and all that. So anyway, there's a new problem, so many new problems. So if there's so that then say then all these problems, relationship problems, so at the beginnings. At the beginnings, you see, at the beginnings, one have a dream, one has all these dreams, fantasies, you see, that's going to be unbelievable, that's going to be unbelievable, all my problems will be stopped, you see. If I can live with this person, no problem. Everything's all the problems goes. You know, you see, everything there'll be problem. So the problem gone. See, there'll be only bliss. There'll be only bliss. You know, there'll be only so. All this expectation, all this visualization, you know, of this visualization of the of this expression, projection of this expectation. So anyway, then after one has found, after one has met, then people live together. Then 1 day goes, 2 day goes, 1 week goes, 2 week goes. the fantasy. Gradually the interest the loses. as the day goes, as the week goes, then fine. Find more mistakes. the attitude is selfish, this and that, you know, to find more mistakes. So. mistakes of mind, all those things. The shortcomings of the body, you know, as well. Then, as you know, time goes. However, then, then start to sooner or later, then start to, then you see, too selfish mind, you know, too selfish mind. Of course, nowhere to get along. See, nowhere to subscribe. See, so anyway, then as the day goes, then sooner or later I start a fight, quarrel. Then I say fight. Then after some time, I say, completely got bored. At the beginning, you know, you dream to meet this person, you know? to be with you, see, but unbelievable. So to this, so this, you know, what if you're not meeting, and not able to together. So now after all this, then see gradually. to find more mistakes and then become more say uninteresting. Then then become object. Then become object. You see, just the person being there in the house, you know, annoying. annoying. You see. Just become problem. now you think, oh, what great peace if I can be alone. What incredible peace, you know. Now the dream is different. Beginning, you see, you're sort of worried if you are unable to see this person, you see. Now here, you see, you hate to see the person. You wish, pray, wish the person not there. So if you don't have to see the person, but, you know, big relief, big peace. Liberation, you see. So anyway, this is a natural samsara. So what I was saying, we see, if you don't want, so if you don't want all these problems, then we should stop reincarnating. You see, reincarnating. Reincarnating in samsara, you see. Samsara reincarnation. You see, reincarnating without freedom, under the control of karma and delusion. So we stop. We should stop this. If you don't want to suffer all this, then so we should stop this. Okay? So, say,